Sometimes it's not pretty to snap a losing streak, but you guys did it here. But you guys played with a lead for the first time in a while, probably since the Hutchinson game, and guys were able to hold on. Cimarron made their comeback to within three a couple times in the fourth quarter, but you guys were able to withstand the charges with good defense down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, we were. We couldn't finish them off. You know, I thought if we could have, you know, got up, you know, we were up 10, 11, I think, a couple of times, and if we could have just, you know, found a way to make a couple of better plays where, you know, we pushed that lead to 15, 16, I think, you know, maybe the score is a little bit different. But, you know, when we have teams down like that, we got to do a better job of finishing them off. And that comes down to, you know, making some better decisions. You know, we got out in transition early and played pretty well. But, you know, when we got that lead and they went to the zone, I thought we kind of slowed, you know, took our foot off the gas a little bit and didn't push it up there as much, which we still want to do even if they're sitting in that zone. So got to make some better decisions and do a better job closing people out.
Well, but you guys played the lead. That's something you've been looking for quite a while. And first half, it was very balanced scoring. Nobody really over 5 or 6 points here tonight. And you had to really like that here.
Yeah, you know, having balance with your scoring obviously is a good thing because you can't just key on one guy. But, you know, I think a lot of that scoring came when we got out in transition and we were running and we were, you know, up and down. So we need to do that a little bit more often. I thought we pushed the ball up the floor with the pass a lot more early on. So, you know, obviously that's going to help. We got some guys post touches early, which we hadn't done in the last couple of games either. But, you know, that allows us to, you know, cut off the post and move off the post. So, you know, we've got to learn from it. You know, and I think one thing we can take away is when you have a lead, you can't just rest on it. You know, you gotta put your foot on their throat and you gotta go. So that first quarter, you know, we got out and went, and then they packed it in their zone, and we got a little stagnant in that second quarter. I think we only scored 8 after, you know, putting up 18, which is heck a lot better than putting up 5 in the first quarter for the first time in a couple of games. So, you know, we'll take it.
Absolutely, and ended up all 8 of players that checked in scored at least 1 point here tonight. But you did a good job of cutting down the turnovers here, and you knew it was going to be tough dealing with Jalen Pickle. I don't think he came out for maybe 2 minutes tonight. He ended up with 21 points, but you mainly, for the most part, did a good job shutting down their second leading scorer and their point guard, the Maori kid. Only had 4 points, or he had 7 in the game, excuse me, but with that late 30-foot three. But you know, when they're in desperation mode, I think you'll take your chances on him shooting that 30-footer.
Yeah, you know, we're not going to go out there much farther than that to contest the shot. But with Jaden, yeah, he's going to get his, and we got to make sure, you know, third options don't get going, which I thought we did. But you know, he got open on a couple of baseline out of bounds plays, and how you lose a kid of that size is beyond me. But you know, we did, and we didn't communicate it very well. But so our baseline out of bounds defense wasn't very good. And you know, the first half, we didn't do a very good job keeping the ball in front of us. You know, they got to the paint, and you know, they were able to find him for a couple of dump offs and things like that. But if you let them in there that tight to the basket, it's really tough keeping him off the glass. Because I mean, he doesn't really have to foul. He just kind of puts that big old chest into you and kind of, you know, buries you under the basket. So we got to do a better job, you know, with our guard defense keeping him out of the paint.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Beavers winning tonight 60-53. You're 6-8 on the year and finally snapped that pesky home court losing streak here. But you got a couple more opportunities to extend your winning streak here or get it past 1 to make it 2 or 3 here. 3 more home games here left in that streak, and starts with Colby on Friday night. And I know you've seen them off and on. It was a close game before Christmas there, and they're a team that continues to improve.
Absolutely. They've shown tremendous improvement. They're really getting after people. They're starting to shoot the ball a little bit better too. You know, when we played them the first time around, they didn't shoot the ball very well. And you know, they're shooting the ball better, and I think they're playing with some confidence. You know, it's you know, they're going to come in and they're going to play their butts off. So you know, we got to be ready for them. It's definitely a team that you cannot take lightly, because you know, we can't take anybody lightly. I don't think a lot of teams, you know, do. But you know, we've got to be ready to play every game, because we definitely don't want to wait, you know, as long as it was the last time since we won here. You know, December the 2nd, it's a long time away.
It is, but you guys get the victory in the end. Beavers win it here 60-53, 6-8 on the year with Colby coming to town on Friday night. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Adam.